Hello everyone, this is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to a Seeing of the Divine, Level 4, Session 7, June 30th, 2019. Now, we know that lots of the group in the last few months have had some challenging things happen. And we're going to be discussing that, and that really is going to be the main subject of this afternoon session. As most of you know, Joan had an accident at home and fractured a vertebrae in her back. Now, of course, the first couple of weeks she was in a lot of pain and was restricted to bed rest, but thanks to the wonderful assistance from many of the wonderful healers in the group, she is making good progress. Thank you to all. We really appreciate you. Now, we have all been affected by some of this negative energy that's going around, and the special community sessions in July will assist us in handling these challenges together. We had a little session with Master Kathumi, and this is his recommendation for us to do in July. So on your calendar, mark July 9th and July 23rd, and we will have community calls that will allow the group to share their expertise and come up with helpful solutions, as you are such a great collective energy, creative source, of course. Now, our next teaching session will take place on August the 13th, and, of course, will also be directed by Master Kathumi. Now, this afternoon, we will open with a short centering meditation from Archangel Gabriel, followed by a teaching session with Master Kathumi. This will be followed by a short session with Archangel Michael, and the evening will close with a specific meditation exercise, orchestrated, of course, by Master Kathumi. Now, also, and as we go through the next month, our guides have asked us to be very aware of any thoughts and emotional responses that do not serve us as beings of light. And they think that will go a long way in us being able to deal with what's happening right now. So, without further ado, here's Joan.
Well, again, I'd like to express my great gratitude to this beautiful collective Crucible membership. I couldn't go through this without you. And it is so heartwarming to me, the love that you all have expressed throughout this little, I don't know even what to call it. It isn't really a challenge. Well, it is. It has been a challenge at first, but thanks to you all and the love that is so powerful in this group, and maybe it takes something like this to realize just how powerful we are as a group collective energy. We are really, when we come together, either at conference or in a community call or in a teaching session, we come together in that fifth dimensional state of being. And as a collective consciousness of Christ consciousness, we are a dynamic force that is unbelievable. So I ask you in the coming weeks to take notice of that when we all gather together or when you enter the crucible. Just what a dynamic energy that we hold together in that unity. We have worked for many years, each and one of us individually. And for the last couple of years, we've been asked to really focus on ourselves as individual beings of Christed energy. And then when we do that, we come together in that unity of our crucible in the most dynamic way that is an unbelievable energetic, as I see it. I've observed it in conferences, how there is such focus and such an energetic output from each and every member, whether you were physically present or not. That heart center is the key to every energetic that we're able to put forth into not just our collective, but into the collective consciousness of humanity. There's a lot going on in the world today, as you all are aware of. And, you know, we are part of that consciousness, even though we don't play in that dimensional frequency, we are still affected by some of that influence of the negativity that kind of seeps through our thoughts occasionally, especially when we're frustrated at things that are happening in the world that we really don't have a great deal of control over. There are individual choices and community choices that get made that are really not in the best interest of humanity. So this is something that I think we really need to be aware of when we kind of experience negativity from time to time seeping into our space. And we don't have to allow it. We just have to recognize it, see it for what it is, and move on into a different frequency bandwidth that is in our best interest. Because at the end of the day, we are a powerful group energy that does, even though we can't physically see any great changes in the happenings of the world, it does at levels that we are not aware of certain individuals within the collective consciousness of all humanity. So we have no way of knowing how many people awaken because or are able to change the way that they think and the way that they operate in the world. We don't have any really. All we hear is the bad news from the media. So this is something, you know, I think it's a good thing to keep in mind. So at any rate, that said, let's all take a deep breath and welcome Archangel Gabriel. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I come in the shining light of the source of our being. So I had asked you to take a deep breath, breathing in the love and the light of that source energy that is very much a part of who you are. Breathe that in. Feel it. Know it. Now recognize yourself in that fifth dimensional frequency of light within your Merkaba field. And the field is spinning in this magnificent dimensional light. Now let us all enter this beautiful crucible that we have created together. One by one, we enter our beautiful crucible of light. taking our seat within this crucible to receive this teaching. Now take another deep breath. And be very present in the moment. And now, this is Joan, I'd like you to welcome into our crucible gathering, Master Kutumi. It is I, Kutumi. I am here with you, beloved, to present a very important teaching session. I will be joined in this teaching by Archangel Michael, who has a few things to say about what the next step for you is in your ascension process, and what things must be considered. So let us talk about a very important part of this teaching, where you have examined the upgrade in your physical body on many levels, most recently upgrading the neurology so that the thoughts and the teachings and the holographic projections can be processed through your brain in a much different state of consciousness. So what I would like to discuss with you this evening, or today, is that some of you are experiencing levels of disruption in the mental emotional body. And this body we have worked with for a long time with you, and you have come far in your awareness and your management, establishing a certain level of sovereignty within the body itself, and how you choose to use your thoughts, how you choose to use your emotions. But from time to time, you are affected by world events through worry, concern, frustration. And you then drop a little below that fifth dimensional level. You drop into a more established fourth dimensional level. And this is really, shouldn't be a great concern of you, for you, because you can immediately recognize that you are out of sync with your established state of consciousness because of some sort of trigger point that you have been affected by. Now, in a couple of sessions, in a community session, There were questions asked about outside interference, negative outside interference. And from time to time, this is true. But what you have to consider is, what are those outside interferences? Do they stem from your momentary slip into worry or fear or any type of thought that brings about a separated state of consciousness? This may be something that happens as you navigate your daily life. It could be events that get transmitted over your news media. There are a number of reasons why these slips occur. So there is no right or wrong here, beloveds. There is no great negative force that is invading your space. Because when you are in that fifth dimensional crucible, those lower third dimensional forces that enjoy the separation and the fear, enjoy that state of consciousness, cannot enter that fifth dimension. But the moment that you allow your thoughts or your feelings to get triggered, and I will use this as an example. When you are triggered momentarily, there is a chink in your armor. As a great being of light, of Christed energy, you are a force to be reckoned with. But in those momentary slips, there is what I'd like to call a chink in that field, in your energetic field, that it doesn't allow long-standing negativity to enter, but it does these negative forces that are part of the makeup, the paradigm of third dimension, really feed off of that type of energy, separation, fear, those types of things, any negativity. So they can't take over you, take you over. You just have to recognize that this, there was a momentary slip, and that you are capable of changing whatever thought or emotion that you are momentarily entertaining. Because the longer you allow it, the more that these energies of that third dimensional paradigm not only feed off of that energy, but they also influence it to be more, you feel it more dynamically, you feel it more intensely. And the result of that is that you are not able, now hear this clearly, you are not able to use the element of love proficiently. Because the element of love is a creative element that can only be usable in your creations when you are in a fifth dimensional field of energy. So the moment that you recognize, oops, and it's as simple as that. Oops, I've slipped. and you have so many tools to use to bring you back into center. Don't delay. Use those tools. Come back to the center. And when you come back to that sacred heart center, that sacred heart consciousness, these negative elements cannot enter. You have to understand this, beloved, because you have moved past that third dimensional bandwidth. And yes, there is a little fragmentation yet in the system that within the next year will no longer exist, the year of your time. And that is coming about very quickly because of your dedication and your observance and your understanding of how you must be sovereign in your body, not controlling your thoughts, not controlling your emotions, but using them in the highest way that you possibly can. And when there is a slip, take care of it immediately. It is a momentary, recognize this, it's a momentary event that does not have to rule the rest of your life. That's number one. Number two, you cannot blame that slip on any exterior force. Do you hear this? You cannot blame it on the dark side, because that chink in the armor of your light body, the chink in that fifth dimensional armor that you have, was created by a momentary response of some sort originating in a thought or a feeling. Because you are at a stage in your evolvement that when you pay attention, that does not occur. Because these forces that you call the dark ones can only affect you in the lower dimensions. They do not exist, cannot exist in that fifth dimension or any dimension thereafter, in those refined realms of source energy of which you are part of. You have to know this in the heart of your being and trust it, beloveds. Trust it. Trust that the journey that you have taken, both personally and collectively, has altered you for eternity. Now, that said, these forces do exist at those lower bandwidths. They do. That's part of the third dimensional paradigm, separation and fear. And there are those entities that live there. So it's up to you to do what you need to do to maintain your frequency range. They don't attack you at this stage of the game. And I'm telling you this from the master realm, from my own experience. When I had raised my consciousness far enough and was able to take care of any response that I might have And I've talked to you about this many years ago, about maintaining an awareness of every thought and every feeling that you choose. You are a great being of light, and you have free will. And these negative forces cannot overrule that free will. They are just forces that utilize a certain bandwidth that energetically serves them, not you, them. Know this. Now, we have said that this year's teaching would be unlike anything that you have experienced this far. It is totally different because it is dedicated to you at that individual level, so that when you come together with us and all the beautiful beings that are part of your crucible, you come together in a state of being that grows this crucible and that creates a force within the crucible of magnificent Christed energy that has a great bearing on the collective consciousness of the earth and of humanity. You have come so far in these teachings for several years that the whole galactic system is aware of you. The brilliance of your light individually and collectively has come up on the galactic radar screen. Now, there are portions of that galactic system that are very definitely in that lower realm of third dimensional energy, very definitely. So you can no longer hide your light. It is so magnificent. Don't even try, but maintain it and grow it with the help of the crucible itself, as you work individually and then come together collectively and share your knowledge and your experience. And this is why I have invited you to have two community sessions. Number one, it is to give you the opportunity to take charge of your destiny. Take charge of your community. Grow it. Expand it. Because you are a great master that is yet to come to your fulfillment. But it is in when you co-create with us that much is changed. And that happens in these community calls. It can be just a few brief statements, and then opening the conversation, answering questions within your community that you know the answer, and asking your own questions that some others in the community can help you with. This is a really important learning curve here. So there will be two such things. So that you can discuss more fully about what sets off a negative charge, whether it be an underlying pattern that you hadn't noticed or hadn't completely changed, or it could be, yes, an outside influence that has momentarily triggered you. So I wanted to discuss these things with you because there is one important section of this teaching that I want to talk about. Part of the disruption that some of you have experienced over the last year or last month as your light grows and glows and radiates out, not only galactically, universally, cosmically. Have you ever considered that? So there is something that I want to bring to your attention. And we've talked about genetic lineage for many years. You've done a tremendous amount of work there. So this teaching session is a culmination to all this effort that you have put forth to alter and make a difference in that lineage, to bring humanity's consciousness to a more refined level. So this evening, I invite you to look at your belief system, because this is important. Belief systems originate in thoughts and feelings that come from either events that you've experienced or teachings that were given to you at an early age, part of that genetic lineage. Now, this genetic lineage relates to the first and second strand of your DNA. That first sphere. There are two DNA strands in every genetic spiral. You, as a Christed being, were created with 12 strands in your DNA. So that means you have six spherical imprints in your physicality. So first two, the first one that has two strands of the DNA relate to your genetic, physical, not your soul lineage, not your spirit's lineage. This is totally different, to your physical body. And they stem from your mother's side and your father's side and unite in that egg that becomes you, the individual. So this is where the seepage comes from. So this evening, we are going to ask you to look at the beliefs around this and to alter any belief that you feel holds you as that individual expression into the lower ranges of that lineage. When you change it for you, you change the lineage and bring it more into a light-filled expression. There's nothing to do there but just be who you are. So the third strand of DNA relates to you as the individual, as the soul, who came into existence, into the physical realm, to express that individuality. So from the third, the fourth, and we've worked with this, these strands of DNA, on many occasions, especially in the light body work. This is where the packets of light are that we intend to go further into teaching you about the value of these beautiful light packets that relate to your mastery. So today, I ask you to examine the genetic physical lineage, the DNA structure, and the work that you have done, and realize that there are things within those two strands that benefit you, and we are not asking you to discard those. Those are valuable things that are important to your life experience in a physical body. So those are maintained. The ones that interfere, either through the example of that lineage, teachings that occurred, events that occurred that do not serve you as a Christed being, those have to not only be eliminated, which you have done on many occasions. You have cleared and you have cleared and you have cleared patterns. What we do today is we not only close that door to those first two strands, not the entire composition of the physical Christed being, but those two strands, we not only close the door, but we seal it shut for eternity, so that they no longer interfere with your ascension process. There is no leakage. There's no chink in the armor from those strands. And those parts of those two strands that reflect the beauty of who you are not affected. They have already been put into use and are part of your makeup as the individual in a human form. And that relates to the third strand of DNA, which we want to have open and expressed. So let's go back to those negative forces, because they still operate in the collective consciousness of humanity and in certain segments of the galactic realm. We introduced you to the fire dragons in the last conference. We planted seeds for the value of this realm. And this is what Michael will be talking to you about. So my part was to present to you what is going on, number one. And number two, the task at hand to close and seal the door where there might possibly be any leakage or any possibility that creates a chink in that magnificent light body that you are establishing. So in the closing meditation, we will do this together as a collective consciousness within our crucible. And this will relieve a lot of anxiety, beloved, because it will enable you to maintain a more stable frequency range of that element, that creative element of love, which is so necessary in your ascension process. This element of love has been very elusive to you in the past few years that we've been discussing it. But now it becomes a more valuable tool with this one event. The second thing I want to say about that is that you have constructed a level of light body that it will be very helpful to you in the coming times, and take advantage of that. In the very first conference that Seating of the Divine held, you were asked to open the fifth dimensional time lock that related to the stabilization of fifth dimension in the physical world, in the physical realm, in your body. You had to hold it in your body and in the earth itself. And you have been working with us for the last 3.5 years. That stabilization has not yet been achieved, as you can witness to the slippage into that fourth dimension. Momentarily slippage. Recognize it's only momentarily. It's not a long-lasting thing, only if you choose it to be. So with this sealing of the door and a tool that we seeded in the last conference in regards to the fire dragons, this will be achieved. So, that said, I turn this teaching over to Archangel Michael. Greetings. It is I, Michael. I am here as an archangel, but I am also here as the Lord of Light. And I am here to speak to you about a realm of the angelic kingdom. And that is the fire dragon. The fire dragons are a very significant tool. And that information and those energetics were only made available to humanity since 2017 through another beautiful channel, a message giver from the realms of great light. In 2017, you, dear ones, were in charge of opening certain time locks with our assistance that magnified the magnificence of a Christed being. Now, the fire dragons are part of the angelic realm, and they are overseen by we archangels. Specifically, me as an archangel who holds the integrity of that source energy and distributes it into all realms of creation. That is my charge that I take very seriously. So not only have you been introduced to the Earth Goddess, Tara, there are many earth goddesses that reside in this realm, along with the elementals, which you are familiar with. You are not familiar with these, many of you are, because you have made yourself available for that information. Some of you have not, because there was a lack of understanding of the position that they play and the role that is so important to you. These beautiful beings who assist us, the archangelic realm cannot enter any dimensional frequency lower than the fifth dimension. Now, these beautiful fire dragons were created at the level of Source to assist the angelic, to assist the elemental community that are in charge of changing the environment of the earth that better represents humans as Christed entities. So when your consciousness slips, there's a chink in your armor. It doesn't matter the reason, but that when it slips, or you are tempted in any way to think ways in which are not representative of your beautiful Christed energy, these fire dragons come to your aid, and they operate in that third and fourth dimension, but there are also great fire dragons that operate in dimensional realms up through the ninth dimension, and they can help you navigate through these little mishaps that Kutumi was talking about. They can remove with their fire of light these lower negative forces, these lower negative energies from your field. So, but they must be invited. Just as you had to invite the elemental communities to help you change the environment of the earth and raise the earth, and you shared so lovingly with the elemental communities, helping them to raise up into that fifth dimensional expression so that they could create the environment in Mother Earth that better represents human consciousness as Christed being. So too, these fire dragons are an integral part of this process, and you must invite their intervention and their protection and their clearing, and you must acquaint yourself with their role that they play in this ascension process. So for those of you who are not informed about the extensiveness of these beautiful beings that assist the angelic realm, they assist we archangels in ways that you cannot imagine. But most importantly, when you call on us and we respond, and you can hear me speak to you, or you see my light or my presence within your field, it's only because you are in a beautiful state of consciousness of fifth dimension or above. But in that slippage where you find such difficulty, then these fire dragons come to your aid because they've been invited. And you have begun to recognize their use. There are many. This is a vast realm, as are the archangels, as is the angelic realm, as is the master realm. So I encourage you now to make yourself knowledgeable and utilize, whether they be a white fire dragon, a fire dragon that burns off the negativity within any level of your field, or a beautiful blue fire dragon. There are many, many that you personally will become very fond of, because they serve you as the individual, and they also serve the collective of this crucible. So it is only that we planted the seeds in 2018. It came into a more needed personal interaction from this community, that we now present it to you very specifically, and we ask you to take advantage and make yourself knowledgeable and use this tool. This tool is not just a simple tool. If you like, it's a power tool, a light power tool that has instantaneous results. So, that is all that I have to say about that. And this beloved channel will give you information on where to find that information if you do not already know about it. We encourage you to utilize this. It is so important. Once, first thing is to close that door to the first strands of your personal DNA and seal it shut. The second thing is to invoke this great realm of beings that are here, that were created at the level of Source to assist humanity in the reclamation of their Christed nature and the reclamation of Earth through the elemental communities into a great planet of light, of Christed light, that it originated in. So in the next community calls, we ask you to discuss this amongst yourself, to grow it, and the usability of it. Those of you who are familiar and have used it in the course of the last several months will take the lead here and help your the other beings in the crucible to know what you know. And so these two community calls will be very instrumental in you as the individual taking charge of your destiny, which is to be a Christed being of great light. So I will turn this back over to Master Katumi. It is I, Katumi. Now, beloveds, take a deep breath. Deep, deep breath. And relax into our crucible. Feel the love of all of the great beings that have joined with you. Know yourself as a magnificent, Christed being in a human form. Another deep breath. Feel that expansiveness of your being take hold. The confidence and the brilliance that is exhibiting itself at this very moment within the center of your being, all parts of you. But especially notice the radiance in your Sacred Heart Center. Beautiful white light, luminous white light, and all the colors that emanate from that luminous white light. Another big, deep breath, recognizing yourself in that Christed energy. Invoke your light body come forth and encompass your physical body so you are simultaneously in your physical body but are also in your 12th dimensional light body. Now summon the element of love, that creative element that changes and shifts not only your reality, but your physicality. In your light body, see that element of love in the configuration of a wand of light that you hold in your right hand. Now open that DNA sphere that contains the first and second strands of DNA. Create a physical form in which you deposit those two strands of DNA. That first sphere. Could be a box. It could be of any physical expression that you desire. Now, whatever the container is, create a lid and put it within the opening, and the rest of the sides are solid, as is the lid. Now take your wand. And create a seal that is impenetrable around the lid with that element of love. Further, create a field of impenetrable force totally seals that container for eternity. This can only be done with the element of love. It is that powerful in altering physicality as well as non-physical expressions. And seal it for eternity. Now, call forth that ninth dimensional fire dragon that contains that beautiful, sacred lavender fire. Summon that fire dragon to transmute into love. This sealed container. Never to be opened again, but only the transmutation through the element of love be sent through all lineages of every person within this community, so that any being in that lineage who takes on a human form will have at their disposal that beautiful violet flame of transmutation. It will alter the effect of every human who takes on a form from this moment forward. It will also affect those souls who have used that lineage once, twice, many times, doesn't matter. And this will alter that soul's evolvement from this moment forward. Another deep breath. Do you see the power and magnificence of this crucible? Do you see the power and magnificence of you as a creative being of Christed light? Recognize this. It is an integral step in your ascension. Sit for a moment longer with we masters, the archangelics, the earth goddess, the fire dragons, the elementals, the Arcturians, the Syrians, the Syrian Archangelic League, the Pleiadians, all members of this crucible have gathered to witness what you have just created. Sit in this magnificent field of light. Sit with us for as long as you like. You can choose to leave at any time as we close this auspicious gathering. Blessings, beloveds.